Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we are available everywhere else in the world on CITR.ca through the help of internet. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to the show, my friends. We just heard a brand new track by The Evaporators and Nardwar the Human Serviette, and the name of the song is I Hate Being Late When I'm Early. This is a really cool song about Nardwar arriving to CITR radio station to do his show every Friday from 3:30 to 5 p.m. This song is an opening track on the band's new compilation called Busy Doing Nothing. This new compilation will be out on March 6th and features new tracks by The Evaporators, obviously, as long as guest appearances by The Cribs, and The Cribs are covering first all-girl punk band The Dishacks from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Kate Nash doing a cover of another Vancouver band called Cub, Franz Ferdinand covering legendary Pointed Sticks, and Ford and the Fatstones covering The Evaporators, plus guest appearances by Andrew WK, Sage Francis, and Jill Barman. All those people, including Nardwar the Human Serviette, are available on this brand new compilation, Busy Doing Nothing. It's out on March 6th. This new compilation not only contains all the brilliant new tracks, it also comes with a beautiful 40-page booklet. And this booklet is punk 40-page punk rock calendar. The pictures are provided by Ben Davis, a photographer from Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm actually holding right now the record in my hands. It has a beautiful picture of The Evaporators and the crowd posing and doing happy faces. And on the back, there are multiple pictures of some famous people who are, most of those people, singing on this particular record. The color of the vinyl we have here in studio is blue. And it looks really, really beautiful. I'll be playing some of those songs today for you on this particular radio show. We All Fall Down on CITR 101.9 FM. To celebrate the release of this new compilation, The Evaporators are doing Busy Doing Nothing record release weekend. This coming Saturday, March 3rd, afternoon to 2 p.m., Neptune Records at the Neptune Records, and the address is 3561 Main Street, The Evaporators play a free all-ages record release party for the release of Busy Doing Nothing LP. And the same night, March 3rd, at the venue, the address is 881 Granville Street, The Evaporators open for Andrew WK, and the show is 19+. Today, we will be talking to legendary Nardwar the Human Serviette about this compilation. We will do a phone interview. Nardwar, he is Canadian media legend. He is personally my hero in terms of doing the interviews and, you know, being just a radio personality. He definitely is an example for me, so doing an interview with him is a big deal for me, and I'm obviously a little bit nervous, but hopefully it will go very well. Nardwar, he has been doing his radio show on CITR since October 1987, so over 25 past years, Nardwar interviewed such an amazing musicians as Fat Mike of NoFX, Lars Fredriksson of Rancid, Henry Rollins, Dropkick Murphys, Jelly Biafra, Transplants, The Distillers, Mike Jurg, Adolescents, and obviously some local legends from Vancouver, Jerry Hanna of the Subhumans, Jay Big of SNFU, Pointed Sticks, The Dishacks, and the interview of Joey Shithead of DOA was one of the first Nardwar's interviews back in 1987. So let's check out a couple of new tracks by The Evaporators. The band features Nardwar the Human Serviette from this new compilation Busy Doing Nothing. Let's start with the title track called Busy Doing Nothing, performed by The Evaporators of the compilation Busy Doing Nothing, released by Nardwar the Human Serviette. So let's listen. This is The Evaporators, Busy Doing Nothing on Weekly Punk Rock Show We All Fall Down, CITR 101.9 FM.
To what? Oh. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
On Friday, March 2nd, UBC will be hosting its first ever Relay for Life. The Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is a 12-hour overnight walk, giving communities the opportunity to celebrate cancer survivors, remember and honor loved ones lost, and fight for a future without cancer. You can expect games, yoga, food, and live entertainment to last the whole night. To learn more about the Relay, or for more information, please visit facebook.com/UBCRelay or the blog at ubcrelay.tumblr.com. That's the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Friday, March 2nd at UBC.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and we just heard four new songs by The Evaporators of the new compilation, Busy Doing Nothing. I have on the line the organizer of this compilation, the singer of The Evaporators and The Goblins, and a true legend of Canadian journalism, Nardwar the Human Surveyed. Hard Nardwar, Nardwar, thank you so much for finding time for this interview.
Hello, Tim. How the hell are you?
I am very, very good and super excited to talk to you about this fantastic new compilation.
Well, thanks so much for digging it. Really appreciate it. You sure played a lot of tracks there, didn't you?
I'm planning to play all the tracks today on the show from this particular compilation.
And basically, the compilation, in case people are wondering, is sort of like my homage to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's got a whole bunch of my favorite bands that I actually met through CITR UBC Radio, where I still do my show every Friday, tomorrow, 3:30 to 5. Going to have an interview with Alex Bag from the legendary punk band from LA called The Bags, who's going to be in Vancouver this Sunday at 4 p.m. at Red Cat Records doing a performance and also reading from her book Violence Girl. And I mentioned record stores because the day before, on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Neptune Records, going to have a release party for the Busy Doing Nothing compilation featuring my band, the rock and roll band known as The Evaporators.
Yeah, I'm totally going, and later on the same day, you're opening the Evaporators for the Andrew WK, is that correct?
Right, and Andrew W, that's at the venue. We're playing 2 p.m. at Neptune Records, that's free in all ages, and then later on, opening for Andrew WK at the venue. And the song, I Hate Being Late When I'm Early, is actually about CITR, and a video was filmed right there where you're sitting right now, Tim.
That is correct. This is my favorite video of all time.
It has to be, I guess, because you're kind of in it. Well, at least you're maybe not in it, but the station is in it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in it when I'm watching it.
And it's the song, I Hate Being Late When I'm Early, is what happens when I show up to CITR. I always end up being late, and I hate being late, even though that I show up early. And I end up being late because when you join CITR, there's all these distractions that happen, like the great record library, the CD library. So I always end up being late, even though I'm early. So people should join CITR because then they too can write songs and also do a radio show.
Yeah, and you know, first of all, I love this song. When I heard it, I loved the whole melody, the whole thing, but what made me love the song even more, that, you know, I know what you're talking about, because I know the things you sing about, and when you talk about Luke, and, you know, it's I do exactly all the same things. I go to the record library, I talk to people here at the station, and sometimes I'm even late being early, so.
Oh, it's amazing you picked out Luke, ex-music director. You really went through those songs. This is great. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you for this great compilation. Let's talk a little bit about it.
All right. Well, Side Nard, Side War. Side Nard is kind of like a whole bunch of different bands covering pretty much Vancouver punk classics. Like you have the Cribs covering the band The Dishrags from Vancouver, and they cover Death in the Family. You have Kate Nash covering Cub. Now, Cub are not from the 70s. They're from the 90s, but they were comprised of some ex-CITR members. So we have Kate Nash covering Cub and their song My Chinchilla. So sort of like a 90s punk cover. And Cub were amazing, because not only could they play with Rancid, they could open up for Rancid, they were an all-girl band, they could also get covered by They Might Be Giants. They Might Be Giants covered their song New York City. They were so versatile. Then we have Franz Ferdinand covering The Pointed Sticks, which is just so amazing. Franz Ferdinand from Scotland covering the pointed sticks, the legendary pointed sticks from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This was just like a wet dream come true for me to have this happen. This is so awesome because I always, when I do interviews, always ask bands, hey, what bands do you know from Canada? What are the Canadian connections? And a lot of times bands are like, oh, we don't know any Vancouver punk bands, but here's Franz Ferdinand covering my favorite Vancouver punk band of all time, the Pointed Sticks. Plus, we have on there Fouad and the Fez Tones, who are really the Gruesomes from Montreal, a great garage rock band, and they cover my own band, the Evaporators. And the weird thing about that is when I was putting together this compilation, they out of the blue emailed me and said, hey, Nardwar, we covered your band, the Evaporators. I'm like, hey, well, I'm putting together a covers compilation. Can we use it? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then we have another song on here where you played a bit earlier where it was called Bring It On Home by the Evaporators. It was actually a cover of a guy called Doug Rutledge, who's a 1975 truck driver guy who had a duet with Donna Woodward. So we covered that, and we got Andrew WK to add piano and then Jill Barber to do the choruses. So it's like a duet with Jill Barber to get a bit of country rock. Then there's the song Hot Dog High on there, yeah, which is an original song, but we get Sage Francis to do some rapping. So it's the first time on an Evaporators record or a compilation that I've put out that there is country music and rapping as well. Plus, it comes with a 40-page calendar insert that you can hang up on your wall.
You covered almost every guest on the show, and you know I based all my questions today for you about all those guests you've met through the, you know, over 25 years of doing interviews and putting on this record. One first question. Was it your suggestion for the bands to cover those particular songs? Because you always give to suggestions to your friends and to the bands to cover some bands. Was it your suggestion? Was it your ideas for example, for Franz Ferdinand to cover Pointed Sticks?
Yes, it was. And how that sort of happened was I'd earlier done a 7-inch with the Evaporators and Andrew WK called A Wild Pair, with Andrew WK doing some songs on one side, a cover of Vancouver's Subhumans and also the Leather Uppers from Toronto. And on the other side, the Evaporators covered Les Houlops, a 60s punk band from Quebec. We did an original. So originally, it was going to be a split 7-inch with Franz Ferdinand and the Evaporators. And I suggested to Franz Ferdinand to do a Vancouver punk cover because I'd done one with Andrew WK. But it was quite easy because Franz Ferdinand had been through Vancouver and I actually took them to Zulu Records, Alex specifically, and bought him the Last Call compilation. So he was familiar with Vancouver music. So it kind of was my suggestion, but it was easy to just suggest because he had seen we'd done a 7-inch with Andrew WK, and also he'd heard great Canadian music before, so it was quite easy for him to slide into that.
Let's talk now about the Crips. You have, they're doing the cover of The Deaf in the Family by their first Canadian punk band called The Dishrags.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're one of the first Canadian all-girl punk bands ever, if not the first all-girl punk band in North America, which is pretty amazing.
But yeah, I remember watching your interview when you said that they opened for the Furies, but they opened for the Furies, the first punk band, and so the Dishrags are the first Canadian punk band in the history of the world.
That's amazing! You remember that, Tim? That's incredible.
See, I'm trying to you know, I was getting ready for the interview, so I'm trying to meet your standards.
Oh, that was incredible! That's actually a story that I learned from Grant from Zulu Records in Vancouver. Yeah, he told me the first punk gig in Vancouver was in 1977 at the Russian Hall, and the Furies were the headlining band, but they had an opening band, which was the Dishrags in Victoria, so the Dishrags were the first punks on stage in Vancouver. Yes, exactly. I had totally forgotten about that. Thank you for reminding me, Tim. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Tim, starring in the show?
Nardwar doing an amazing interview.
No, we all fall down, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's correct.
So the Cribs are covering the Dishrags. Yes, the first, yeah, let's just call them the first punk band in Canada.
You know, the other interesting fact I found that the Cribs asked Nardwar, the human serviette, to perform some of your famous British Columbian vocals because the band sound was missing something. Then they were recording the third studio album, Men's Needs, Woman Needs, Whatever, in Legendary Warehouse Studio in Vancouver, British Columbia. So do you know if the band kept the staked featuring your vocals, and have you been paid royalties or at least mentioned in, you know, in the liner notes for this magnificent cameo?
Incredible. Tim, I totally forgot about that as well. Yes, I taped an interview with the Cribs at the Warehouse Studios in Vancouver, and it looked like I was singing on the record, but I never really found out or asked them if I was on the record at all. I better go give them an email right now.
Please do.
Maybe you can be my accountant for that. That would be great to find it out. But that was pretty cool that they were up for that. I think that just kind of shows how these bands were just totally easygoing, and it was easy to get them to do Canadian songs and do stuff. Actually, I remember another time I was showing the Cribs and Franz Ferdinand's Alex around Vancouver, and we just went into JCDC Studios, and Immaculate Machine were recording a song, and the Cribs were like, hey, can we sing on it? And they just, like, sang on it. They didn't even know the band. They just, like, walked in there, did the song, and then walked out, sung some background vocals on an Immaculate Machine track, which was awesome, because they were just such easygoing guys. So I think what you were kind of showing there, how, like, the Cribs suddenly put me as background vocals on a record or something like that, this shows how easygoing and how people are, like, into doing and contributing songs. Like, Kate Nash, I was like, hey, Kate, and I basically don't even know her that well because she's Ryan from the Cribs' girlfriend. And I said, hey, Kate, will you give a song to a compilation? And she was just like, when's the deadline? It was awesome. She was just so into it.
Actually, my next question is about Kate Nash. We're going along the track listing of Side Nard. And my question about Kate Nash, that she is doing a cover of a song My Chinchilla by Vancouver band Cub, as we talked. I was wondering if Nardwar, you, is a person who introduced Kate Nash to Cub, and was it the returning of favor to Kate for her introducing Nardwar the Human Serviette to the compilation Bird Teenagers, Volume 2, and rare UK punk bands such as The Zips, Knife Age, and The Negatives?
Amazing. Yes, it was, exactly. It was me turning her on to Cub. Yes, The Zips. Isn't that incredible that Kate likes The Zips? I thought that was so awesome that she's into, like, these bands. And that's why I thought, hey, maybe she'd like to cover Cub. So that was really cool that she was totally into doing that. And she actually recorded it with Bernard Butler of Suede, which was totally neat. So I got to email him and talk to him a little bit there. But she was just totally down for that and doing those covers. So I did suggest that she would do Cub. I gave her a whole bunch of songs, actually, even some Evaporator songs possibly to cover. So out of this big chunk, she narrowed it down to wanting to do Cub, and it just worked out perfectly.
That's a cool story.
And she even has done it live, Tim.
Oh yeah, I watched the video. I read somewhere on the internet that you talk about her doing the festival, the song on the festival. I obviously went on YouTube and I found her doing this song by Cub in front of million people somewhere in Europe, Hungary or Poland. I don't exactly remember the place.
Yeah, that was like the best payback ever. You're talking about royalties, you know, get some royalties, get some money for an artwork. The best payback for anything is seeing Kate Nash go, hey, this is a punk band called Cub. I'm going to do a song by Cub. And then she does a song, My Chinchilla, and then says they're from Vancouver to all these people in Poland. That was just so awesome, like spreading Vancouver music to the masses. I guess now with the internet and stuff, maybe it isn't all that exciting to people, but to me, it's just awesome getting it out there.
No, it's still awesome, and, you know, it's really cool for Vancouver punk scene and for the band, and I hope for Kate Nash.
I think people really dug it too. Like, people are like slam dancing.
let's go along. Let's move on the Side Nard. The next one is Franz Ferdinand. I know the fact that Alex from Franz Ferdinand wanted to quit his band and start a career as a guitar tech of your band, The Evaporators. That never happened, but instead of that, Franz Ferdinand with Alex still in the lineup, they contributed a cover of legendary Canadian punk band Pointed Sticks. Why do you think Alex chose staying with Franz Ferdinand over this great opportunity to work with you and The Evaporators as a guitar tech?
I think he might have been joking, actually. Boom. It was incredible. I think that comment might have been after he joined The Evaporators on stage when we did Take Me Out. We were playing the Mint Records Christmas party a few years ago, The Evaporators, and I grabbed physically Alex and Franz Ferdinand and the Cribs and pulled them up on stage, and we did the big Franz Ferdinand worldwide million seller Take Me Out live. So I think afterwards he kind of just joked that he'd just come on the road and help with the guitars and we could just play the songs. I'm so happy though that we're together on a record, and it was really cool. The other day I heard that Franz Ferdinand got played on the BBC Scotland. So that, again, is just another great moment. So getting played on CITR, BBC Scotland, Kate Nash doing Cub covers in Poland, can't get better than that.
Yeah, we're invading the world, Nardwar.
And now you've invaded the world too, though, Tim. I really enjoy your show, like you turning me on to like ska from Russia. What was that ska? Some of your friends were requesting ska from Russia, weren't they?
That is correct. Yeah, some of the listeners, they like to listen to some bands who play ska punk music from all over the world. And you know, obviously, I've been being from Russia. I know a little bit about the Russian punk scene. And I actually was in a ska band when I was in Russia. We used to play shows. We toured a little bit. We even went to play a show in Kazakhstan.
Did you back up? Did you back up any bands at all?
We opened for some not local, but Russian famous bands, bands like Distemper. This is a Russian ska band. And
did any ska bands ever go to Russia?
From North America?
Yeah.
Yes, not that many, but some of them do. Actually, not the ska band, but NoFX recently played in Russia twice, and some other bands, they do go now to Russia. And actually, Real McKenzie's local Vancouver band, are very popular in Russia.
Did you go see them in Russia?
No, by the time I already was living here in Vancouver.
I can actually count to 10 in Russian. Tell me how I'm doing. Odin Deva Tri Chachiri Piet Chesam Voset Deset Odin Set Panatsit. Is that right?
This was actually till 13 almost.
Oh, really?
Bravo, Nardwar. You're fantastic.
And I can also say a bit more Russian, too. Which I think is something to do with what is the meaning of this insolent behavior, you pagan creature. That was what my mom used to yell at our cat. Does that make any sense to you?
This is new to me, Nardwar, but I'll do my research and maybe I'll come back with an answer.
Oh, well, you've done lots of research, Tim. I really appreciate you having me on your show.
Let's move on to the research and the questions. Hospitality of Nardwar the Human Serviette has legendary status. There's an official statistic that shows that you publicly give away more presents to the guests of Canada than any other Canadian. Not that many people give you something bad, unfortunately. Sage Francis, who raps on the song Hot Dog High of your new compilation Busy Doing Nothing, was one of those few people who gave you a gift back. He brought you famous Wisconsin hard to find special reserve 5-year aged cheddar cheese. We all know that you got a disease and you are
addicted to cheese.
Correct.
You are incredible, Tim.
So my question is, was this Wisconsin 5-year aged cheese brought to you by Sage Francis better than Canadian cheddar cheese? Was it something special about this cheese?
Oh, man, was it special. And thank you for bringing that up again. Sage bought the cheese in Wisconsin, which is ground zero for cheese pretty much in North America. I mean, you can't top Wisconsin cheese. I guess there's Armstrong cheddar and BC cheddar and stuff like that, but Wisconsin is like home base for cheese. So he bought it at a truck stop, in Wisconsin, and then drove all the way across the country with it to give it to me in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, the cheese, you know, when you buy cheese, it's in a plastic bag. Well, you know, it's sealed, right? When he got to Vancouver, it was basically liquid. So it was very, very special. I could, like, drink it, basically, because it had melted in the hot sun and the long trip there. And, yes, I had every last little bit and didn't get sick at all. It was so tasty. I, like, poured it on cheese. It was almost like cheese whiz. It was really, really great. It was special.
Yeah, I'm glad that you tasted it because I saw your excitement during, you know, this interview. And then Francis presented you such a beautiful gift.
And it was so awesome. Afterwards, I said, hey, Sage, do you want to sing on a song about hot dogs? And he was like, yeah, sure. So the cheese hot dog theme continues right on there. And he did this, like, awesome little rap on Hot Dog High. And we had our friend Megan Barnes do the background vocals there as well. So it was another person coming together for the Busy Doing Nothing compilation. And again, if anybody's interested, this Saturday at 2 p.m., free and all ages, record release at Neptune Records, The Evaporators, and in the evening at the venue in Vancouver, going to be opening for Andrew W.K., and CITR listeners and CITR members are able to see the video shot at CITR if you go to YouTube and type in Nardwar Hate. How about that? Type in Nardwar Hate, H-A-T-E, and it'll come up. Because as long as I hate being late when I'm early.
Okay. Let's move on. Hot Dog High, you mentioned that Megan Barnes is singing on the song.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to do my research, but I had a problem. I couldn't find a little information about Megan Barnes. So I Googled her name, and a very interesting article came up. A lady named Megan Barnes was arrested in Florida for driving and shaving her bikini line at the same time. Is that the same person who's singing on the hot dog? I hope no. And if it is, what was she shaving while singing the Evaporators?
That is an amazing tidbit. You're getting close. However, that wasn't her, unfortunately. However, there is some connection to Megan Barnes to newspapers because her sister, Kirsten Barnes, won 2 gold medals in rowing at the 1992 Olympic Games in Spain, which is incredible. Like, from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, 2 gold medals. A lot of people don't even know that because in Canada, we don't celebrate the gold medal as much as they do in other countries. But that's pretty good, isn't it?
It's an amazing result, and especially, you know, for 2 gold medals.
Can you name any Russian 2 gold medalists at all there, Tim?
Oh, Papa, you got me on the spot. I'm pretty sure one of the hockey players, I think Vladislav Tretiak, should have at least a couple of gold medals.
Oh, you like to rub that in, don't you?
You asked me, I answered.
You guys had many gold medals, yes. So, yeah, Megan Barnes is not that Megan Barnes you're talking about, but is related to Kirsten Barnes and has sung on tons and tons of evaporator records over the years, adding some great vocals and screaming. I once tried to have a screaming contest with her, and she totally kicked my ass, just like I tried to have an eating contest with the band Southern Culture and the Skids, and they kicked my ass.
That's life, you know, some people eat.
And it's also good to lose. Isn't it good to lose? Because then you want to keep doing it. If you win, you want to quit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what's the purpose of winning?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we talked a little bit about connections and connection to Russia. So you have a very easy connection to Russia. One of your most famous interviews was with the former Soviet legal leader, Mikhail Gorbachev. In the beginning, you tried to do a Russian version of famous Keep on Rocking in the Free World. Could you please tell me, what did you use to translate this phrase into Russian language? Because, to be quite truthful, it doesn't make sense.
Dershne rokin u slobodny svet. What does that mean?
That's the problem. It doesn't mean that much.
What does that mean? Does it mean anything? Is there any word in there? I'm trying to say keep on rocking the free world in Russian, Tim. What does Dershne rokin u slobodny svet mean? Anything?
Druzhny means this is like friendship. Usvobodny, this is probably something that has to do with freedom. Rakin, the problem with this word rakin, there's no exact translation of the word rocking into, we don't have in the Russian language exact translation for the word rakin. And usvet, that means a light or like something bright. So you're saying something like, let's try... Yes, the nonsense.
Well, it was my friend Mirko, a longtime CATR listener, who's actually Serbian, that gave me the translation. However, I do think that Mikhail Gorbachev did understand, because if you look at the video, he kind of smiles and laughs a little bit. So I knew that he knew something was up. And of course, I did ask him, of all the leaders he's encountered, who has the biggest pants? And he did hear that, because that was in English there. So to answer your question, Tim, the translation was from my friend Mirko, a CITR member, a CITR listener, who is Serbian, who knew Russian.
Next time you'll be interviewing one of the Russian presidents, for example, Vladimir Putin, talk to me, I'll help you with the translation.
Oh, thank you so much, I appreciate that. It's good to have a Russian insider.
With all the Russian language knowledge.
I also love pramenny. Do you like pramenny?
You know, this is one of my favorite foods in the history of this, of my life.
Now, how would you describe, Tim, not to waste your time, describe pramenny to the listeners out there? It was described to you when I was younger as Russian ravioli. How would you describe it?
That's very close to the truth. It's Russian ravioli. It's done a little bit different because there's meat inside. And I know that ravioli, they can have cheese or some other items. And pelmeni, they always have meat inside of the, outside of the bun. Like, I don't know how to call this, the surrounding thing. But yeah, it's very, very close to the ravioli. You're
and
right.
How do you eat it? Because I used to eat it with vinegar, this vinegar, not sour cream. But a lot of people are putting sour cream. How did you eat it?
I'm you're addicted to cheese. I'm addicted to ketchup. And I eat pelmeni with ketchup.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, that's amazing. I just like having vinegar on it. Have you heard of anybody having vinegar on pelmeni?
No, you're the first person.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's a Siberian thing.
I am from Siberia, so...
You are from Siberia.
So it's not Siberian thing.
Because they originally are from Siberia, aren't they, pelmeni? Because they would bury them in the snow, right?
I haven't heard this story, but maybe. I don't know the history of pelmeni. I just like to eat them, then my grandma cooks them very well.
And you are Tim from We All Fall Down.
That is correct. And you are Nardwar, the human silhouette from CITR, a radio station releasing new compilation called Busy Doing Nothing and Performing Live, all ages show on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Neptune Records. And the same night, Saturday, opening for Andrew WK.
Indeed, at the venue.
At the venue, yes, sorry, I missed that.
Early show, too.
Yeah, is it? What time does it start?
Doors at 7, over by 10. So you're going to get tons of action between 7 and 10.
This is brilliant. I like the early shows because it's good for my body.
And you can stay in and dance to the disco.
That is even better. Okay, and Nardwar, thank you so much for finding time to talk to me. Thank you for this great interview. Thank you for all the work you put in over this 25 years. You're a hero, you're a legend, and you're the best.
Well, thank you very much, Tim. I really appreciate you digging so deep there, like into Megan Barnes and my royalty checks that I should be getting from the Cribs or being on those records, and forgetting about Franz Ferdinand and Alex offering to help with guitar technicians. Man, this has really been a trip down memory lane. Thank you. I really appreciate the support. And thanks for playing the tunes as well on the record. As I mentioned again, it does come with a free punk rock calendar by Bev Davies. So if you buy the vinyl version of the record, it has a free calendar inside and has some amazing photos that Bev Davies has taken over the past, well, like 30 years in Vancouver. Pretty much most of the photos are up until about 85, so it's really nothing past like 1985. Even has like a picture of U2 in there as well, and that comes with the record for free when you buy the Bev Davies punk rock calendar. And it's a 3-year calendar, too. Good for 2012, 13, and 14. So if you're thinking, oh, my God, I don't need a calendar, well, it's good for 3 years.
Nardwar, is it going to be possible to buy the record at the Neptune Records on the 2nd and venue on the 2nd?
Yes, we will have them there, an exclusive, because officially it's in stores on Tuesday, but we'll have some there at Neptune and the venue. And if you go to the gig, come up to me and I can get one to you if you can't find it anywhere else.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nardwar.
And if anybody listening wants to get a download copy for free, just email me at nardwar@nardwar.com and I can send them one.
Yeah, and the vinyl comes with a download code.
Yes, it does.
Anything else you'd like to add to the CITR listeners?
Well, thanks so much, Tim, from We All Fall Down. Keep on rocking in the free world and doot-doot-a-loot-doo.
Doot-doo.
All right, see ya.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. That was Nardwar talking about his brand new compilation, Busy Doing Nothing. I think it was a fantastic interview. Thank you so much to Nardwar, the human serviette, Canadian legend, and to all the listeners for this fun we had on air. We talked about the Cribs. We talked about Kate Nash and Franz Ferdinand doing covers of Canadian bands. Let's listen to those covers. Those will be the bands I don't normally play on the show because this is, as you know, a punk rock show. But those songs were originally written by punk bands, and those covers are great. Let's start with the Cribs doing a cover of the Dish Rags, and the song is Death in the Family. So let's listen. This is the Cribs from the compilation Busy Doing Nothing, Death in the Family.
Yeah. wants to go to Hot Dog High? They teach you all sorts of stuff, like how much Heinz is enough. No Limp Bizkit hot dog flavored water, only the best tofu for our daughter. Hot Dog High, sure is a place all the students stuff in their face.
It's time to try Hot Dog
Byproducts in the sodium nitrate, stuffed into an intestinal tube type case. Spice face, beat it up, take it out of the bread, boy.
Freeze it up, you're in need of a sex toy.
Ring burner, that bang burner, and don't tell Peter. I break veg edge for that non one wiener.
They really came through on that deal when they show me the wiener mobile. Mr. Kobayashi will show you how to eat lots of calories and meat, meat, meat. They teach you how to pick bread off the bun. And you thought eating seafood was fun. The dog days of summer are innocent but dull. Eating it, Papaya King will end that law.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
On Friday, March 2nd, UBC will be hosting its first ever Relay for Life. The Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life is a 12-hour overnight walk, giving communities the opportunity to celebrate cancer survivors, remember and honor loved ones lost, and fight for a future without cancer. You can expect games, yoga, food, and live entertainment to last the whole night. To learn more about the Relay, or for more information, please visit facebook.com/UBCRelay or the blog at ubcrelay.tumblr.com. That's the Canadian Cancer Society's Relay for Life, Friday, March 2nd at UBC.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And this is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. Today we're celebrating a new compilation released by Nardwuar and The Evaporators, Busy Doing Nothing. We did an interview in the first half of the show with Nardwuar, the Human Serviette. And I played for you some of those songs from this compilation. I told Nardwuar that I'll try to play all the songs from the compilation, but we're a little bit running out of time. But still, I'll be quick and then we'll listen to a little bit of music. Let me quickly tell you what I've just played for you. The last song, it was Hot Dog High, the song by The Evaporators, featuring Sage Francis of the Wisconsin Cheese, Soul Zen, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing correctly this word, and Megan Barnes, and that was the song from the new compilation, Busy Doing Nothing. Before that, we heard Franz Ferdinand doing a beautiful cover of Real Thing by the local heroes, legends, and great band Pointed Sticks. Then we heard Kate Nash doing a very cute cover of My Chinchilla, the song we were talking about of Nardwuar. The song was performed in Europe and on the huge festival, and she said, I'm doing this cover of the band Cub from Vancouver, British Columbia. and I opened this block of music, The Cribs. They did a cover of The Dish Rags, and it was a song, Death in the Family. All those songs are available on a new compilation called Busy Doing Nothing, released by The Evaporators and Nardwar the Human Serviette. The band is doing a CD, not CD, sorry, it's just a common word, LP release weekend this weekend. On Saturday, March 3rd, afternoon, around 2 p.m. at Neptune Records, The Evaporators play a free all-ages record release party for the Busy Doing Nothing LP. And in the night, evening, Saturday, March 3rd, at the venue, Vancouver, British Columbia, the address is 881 Granville Street, The Evaporators open for Andrew W.K. And I'd like you quickly to play a couple songs by Andrew W.K. He did a split 7-inch with The Evaporators. Nardwar briefly mentioned this particular 7-inch, and it's a split 7-inch called Wild Pear, that's correct pronunciation, and Andrew W.K. does two covers of Canadian bands, Oh Canada by Subhumans and Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight by Leather Uppers. Let's listen to those two tracks, and then we're running almost out of time. But for now, Andrew W.K. playing with Evaporators and Nardwar the Human Serviette this Saturday, and he's doing a cover of Oh Canada, Subhumans.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down, and we are almost done here at CITR. Let me quickly tell you what I've played for you. The last two songs were from the Split 7-inch by The Evaporators and Andrew W.K., and I played you two songs by Andrew W.K. He covered the last song. It was Don't Sell Hot Dogs Tonight by Leather Uppers, and the first song, it was a fantastic song called Oh Canada by Subhumans, one of my favorite songs, one of my favorite Canadian songs I really love, and Andrew did a great job with the energy and everything. It's a great song. Andrew W.K. will be sharing his energy this Saturday at the venue, joined by The Evaporators for the release party of Busy Doing Nothing compilation. And then The Evaporators doing the Free All Ages show at 2 o'clock on Saturday at Neptune Records. That's it. Now, if you like what you heard, please check out the podcast on CITR.ca. I also have the website, the blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. There will be available the podcast, interview with Nardwar, and all the songs I've played today. There will be a picture, and there will be a track listing, and also I have a new feature on this blog. On the right side of the blog, I have all the upcoming shows listed, so if you are interested what's happening in Vancouver in terms of punk rock music in the future, visit this blog, We All Fall Down, CITR.tumblr.com. That's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Nardwar for finding time and do this interview. That was fantastic. Coming up next, Inkstuds. Robin will be talking to Twister Sisters co-founder Deanne Newman, and she will be joined on Inkstuds to discuss her new book, Glitz to Go. Stay at the CITR, stay with all the programming we have for you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next week, and I'd like to finish up the Ford and the Fatstones doing cover of The Evaporators, Welcome to My Castle. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to My Castle, and I see you this weekend at the Evaporators party. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Has anyone out there seen Nardwar? Well, if you do see him, tell him his Skookum Chief is ready.
Okay, everyone, here we go.
I said, welcome.